A few years ago, a sleeper bestseller on the paperback list was Dr. Raymond Moody's book, Life After Life. With very little promotion, this book by a Southern doctor who interviewed patients who had revived after apparently being dead, seems to have fascinated American people. It's small wonder, because death is the great mystery that haunts our lives. And interestingly enough, all of the patients of Dr. Moody reported that death for them was a surprising experience. Instead of being something terrible or horrifying, the death experience from which they revived turned out to be easy, pleasant, and quite often even ecstatic. And very much like Dr. Kubler-Ross's interviewees, the patients that Dr. Moody talked to said that after having tasted these joys of whatever comes after this life, they simply were not eager even to return to this life again. It means that the most feared experience of all turns out to be a pleasant surprise for us someday. And in my own 33 years in the ministry, I've met many, many people who have undergone this phenomenon, and none of them ever stopped telling and retelling me of their experience. And everything they said reflects exactly what Dr. Moody discovered in his book. It's true, of course, that there are some technical deficiencies in Dr. Moody's sampling, and it's true that some Catholic theologians would be skeptical that you can prove, in the strict sense of the word, that there is life after death. Because after all, from what we've heard today in the reading about faith, the survival of our human personality is really a matter of faith. And if it could be proved scientifically, then one no longer would need faith. But it certainly is possible, then, to conclude from research like that of Dr. Moody that one does have a hint, a clue, or at least a faint suggestion that it is reasonable that each of us has a surprise awaiting us. Now, in the Christian view of things, the surprise of death that we look forward to is really the surprise of Easter. In today's gospel, the phrase about "let your lamps be burning" is one of the most important phrases of early Christian people. It's taken from the ancient Easter liturgies, and it was added to the story of Jesus about the gatekeeper waiting for the return of his master. Jesus warned his followers always to be ready for whatever opportunity there is in life that God presents us down the road, the journey of life. And the early Christians saw that the greatest opportunity of all to look forward to is the Easter opportunity. The opportunity that each of us has to identify with Jesus in conquering death in any form. In other words, that our life journey is always filled with surprises. And all of the surprises all the way along are hints of the greatest surprise, which will come to each of us in the final moment of our life. Now, only the most blasé and bored sophisticates among you here this afternoon have gotten over the childish thrill that all of us had as children of a surprise, a party, a present, a visit, an invitation, a promotion. All of these are delightful, unexpected experiences that can make a day, a week, or sometimes even a year worthwhile. A life that is lived without surprise eventually becomes dull, monotonous, intolerable. Why? Because all of us happen to be surprise-seeking, wonder-loving people. And if we take all of the excitement out of life, then the very sweetness of existence begins to leave and turn sour. Our trouble, of course, is that we all get so caught up in the monotony of daily routine. We're so bogged down with the hustle bustle of our everyday existence that we miss the big and the little surprises when they come along. We're just too busy with our obligations, responsibilities, our ambitions, commitments, to recognize surprise when it does come, and the wonders of life pass us by. It never rains on our parades because we never notice the parade. As children, we all were at one time wide-eyed, wonder-loving little people. But that sense of expectancy that we had as children, the appreciation of surprises, was swept away quite often by our schooling, and then by the rushing experiences of adult life. And that is why today's good news of the gospel should not be applied to principally the idea of the final surprise of death. Jesus, in the parable, really is talking about being ready for whatever comes. All of the opportunities of life. And of course, he was talking about the biggest surprise of all. Because God, the living God, revealed himself to all humankind through Jesus in a unique and fully adequate way. The people of his own era were incapable of being surprised. And as a result, they missed the whole existence of the cosmos. But they were not the only ones. For the surprise of Jesus is available to all of us. A surprise that in the end conquers for each of us death, the recognition that good eventually does overcome evil, that love always eventually does conquer death, hatred, and there really is purpose and some kind of a passionate affection in the universe, a constant, ongoing, dazzling surprise. We do not know Jesus personally, as his own contemporaries did, but we do share with them the opportunity to be surprised by the good news of Jesus' words. And if there were dullards among his own contemporaries, then if they miss the point, so do we, if we remain dullards and keep our eyes closed. And so the coming of the Master is not merely the moment of death. Our Lord comes to us every day of our life like the watchful servant who always stands with a lighted candle at the gate of the house. We are to be ready for each little and big revelation, every moment of our existence. Not merely for the possibility that we're going to die, but the possibility that we might just miss one of these revelations of God, these delightful surprises that are strewn across our path on the journey of life. And if we are ready for the surprises of every day, then we will be ready for the final surprise of death. And to catch the wonders of every day, we must be people with open hearts and wide open eyes, and learn not to miss anything on the pathway. The enemy of a sense of wonder is boredom. T.S. Eliot said that the disillusion, if persisted in, will become the ultimate illusion. If we insist on thinking that life is dull, monotonous, boring, then we're going to miss the surprise each day of a friendly smile, a lovely summer day, a good night's sleep, a good meal, the friendly touch of someone who loves you. These are the sacraments of God. These are the little ways and the big ways in which God touches us. They are His sacraments, His signs. There are more than seven. And they reveal, little by little, the greatest surprise of all. And only dullards take it for granted. Do not live in fear, little flock. It has pleased our Father to give us the kingdom. The kingdom is here. The kingdom is within each one of us.